one that I know of that I think took that risk here was Valley Brook, which is actually connected with Baptist. And I don't think of Baptist as being very open to this interreligious dialogue. But Valley Brook Church here right in town, they hosted the delegates, didn't they?
Yes, the Valley Brook Church hosted the delegates for a dinner, which was very much, again, a slice of their community. And then families hosted the delegates overnight. Now, it's very interesting that you mentioned Valley Brook and their affiliation with the Baptist. When we told people, well, we're going to take our delegates to Valley Brook, many people were, I don't know, I'm not sure they're the right group to take them to, quite honestly. And when we went, we found such receptive, warm people at all the levels. It was extraordinarily touching. And so that experience happened more than once when many people would say, oh, no, don't take them to my neighbors. And then they found out that they were wrong.
You're going with these groups over to the Middle East, and Middle Eastern groups are coming here. In these seven different countries that you went to, the population is 99% plus Muslim. They're not used to the same diversity. They don't rub shoulders daily with the wide span that we do here.
Absolutely. One of our quests when we went to the Arab countries was to show the pluralism that exists there. And we were showing that to our American delegations, but really we were leading our Muslim delegations to also explore that with us. So when we went to Egypt, we set up programs with the Jewish communities there. There is still a small Jewish community in Cairo, in Alexandria, and there also is in Damascus. It was very difficult because there are a series of myths surrounding the other. The myths that we dealt with were, oh, there are no Jews, for example. Oh, you are not going to be able to see the synagogues because they're all closed down. It's impossible. There's too much security and there are no, you know, visible or running synagogues. We overcame all that and found that we could, and we did meet with the Jewish community and we did see synagogues. When we talk about Christianity, Christianity is really alive and well in the Middle East, in the Arab world, and it isn't really hard to find it. It is hard to engage in it sometimes. In Egypt, there's a large population of Eastern Orthodox Christians. There are other Christian denominations. We went to see the Protestant church in Egypt, and we learned how they perceive themselves, how they are part of society. Christianity has been around for 2,000 years plus in the Middle East, in the Arab world, and their identity is very important. One of the authors talks about that conflict being created, the Muslim-Christian conflict, is actually manufactured again by the media. People who might mention in a news story, for example, that a Muslim man killed his Christian neighbor over a parking lot. What does that have to do with them being Muslims and Christians? He talks about these conflicts as being created, as manufactured by perhaps ill will.
I think the